Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lee Richard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jesse Jefferson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The DH, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Soleda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soleda scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard misplays the ball. That's an error on Richard. Wolford moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to third for the out. Brett moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Tony Soleda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleda takes first base on ball four. Brett moves to third. Mayberry moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Mayberry moves to third. Soleda moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soleda scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Wolford fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wolford. Henderson moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hairston moves to third. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Jefferson. Wolford moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kelly moves to third. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Soleda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleda is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Soleda hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Healy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soleda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson fires to first and has Cowens trapped. There's the throw to Dent, who tags Cowens for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Downing reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Downing moves to third. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and has Johnson trapped. There's the throw to White and over to Brett, who tags Johnson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Busby. Henderson moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Soleda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleda is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Soleda strikes out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Healy moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Healy moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Rich Gossage now pitching. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Freddy Patek. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Richard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Frank White now playing shortstop. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wolford moves to third. Dave Hamilton now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Henderson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Richard. Richard fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Richard. Wolford scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. Vada Pinson pinch runs for Hal McRae. Tony Soleda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleda is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Soleda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinson scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Healy hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vada Pinson now playing right field. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens who is chasing the ball. Dent reaches third base with a triple. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soleta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Dent scores. One out. It's 4-2, Royals. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Doug Bird now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Royals, 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Lee Richard. Paul Splitter now pitching. Bill Stein pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Stein now playing second base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Wolford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Wolford reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wolford scores. Brett moves to second. It's 6-4, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-4 in the game. Mayberry is walked intentionally. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Soleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Soleta hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soleta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Downing for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. White fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.